Hey, what's up? This is Leah Pritchett, driver of the Papa John's Top Fuel Dragster for Don Schumacher Racing, and you are on the road with Dane on WGN.
One more ride, one more race.
720 WGN on the road with Dane live here, Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. Lease, it looks as though it's a little cloudy now. Maybe some rain is coming. I know we don't have a lot of rain in the forecast. We've had kind of this unbroken streak of really nice days for the days that we've at least been in here. Can't say for the ones where we haven't, but it's always great to get out there and enjoy cars, no matter whether it's the cruise nights, the car shows all around the country, all around Chicagoland, but also here in the Chicagoland area. We have one of the greatest collection, a one-stop shop, over 400 cars, muscle cars, classic cars, legendary cars from some of your favorite movies as well. And some of the ones that people are sending in, some of their dream cars, I'm sure some of those are probably up there. We'll mention a couple right now. From the 239 Maserati, from 847 is a 1951 Packard 400. 312 sent in the 1972 GTO with the black top. And the first car was a Ford Maverick. Dream car was a 65 Ford Mustang. That coming from the 217, 312, 981-7200. You can send in your first car, favorite car, or dream car, and be in the running. Lisa's going to pick out the bona fide ride of the show before the end of the program as well. On the line with us, he is the man behind so many people's dream cars up there 364 days a year at the Volo Auto Museum. Brian Graham's on the line. Brian, welcome to WGN.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So, Brian, I don't know what it is. You know, people who love cars, and you know, America has a love affair with the automobile. You know that your personal family has had a love affair with hundreds of some of the greatest, craziest, most amazing cars out there. Give the listeners a little bit. You guys are, you know, right in the Chicagoland area. Everybody in our listening audience has the ability to get out there and see. I think you're open, you know, almost every day of the year. But talk about how it all started for the Graham family up there in Volo.
Well, like you said, you know, America loves their cars, and it was actually my dad's hobby. My grandfather was a junker. He would go to estate sales, garage sales, and they had a little resale shop. And my dad was, him and his brother were into cars, and on their own time, they would tinker with them. And their tinkering turned into a hobby, turned into a museum, turned into a car dealer, and just kept evolving from there. And now it's multi-generational, so...
So it started out kind of as like your own personal family story of that great show on the History Channel, you know, Pickers, you know, where people have cars that they love. But the thing I think that the difference is that you have not just cars that you're enjoying. This isn't just, you know, a person who has the means to have some favorite cars in a giant garage or just a bunch of cars. But these are all museum quality, right? These are the kind of things that you can get up there, you can see and experience.
Yeah, we've got about 300 production cars that are you know, vintage classics that are for sale. And we sell about anywhere from 60 to 90 cars every month. So those cars are always turning over and are always a different display. And then we've got about another 100 museum pieces that are strictly unique specialty cars that are not your standard production cars that we have on display in the museum. Celebrity cars, cars of the, you know, the rich and famous, TV and movie cars, anything with a unique background to it is on display. And then it goes beyond that. There's scooters, motorcycles, snowmobiles. I mean, we even got a motorized armchair. So a little bit of everything, something for everyone.
Well, you're the guy for the listeners to let them know we're talking with Brian Grahams. He is one of the – he's the kind of the visionary person behind currently the auto – museum there and curates a lot of the different things that are going on. So what is it that you're looking for when you get those? And talk a little bit about some of the, it's one thing to have a celebrity car, you know, something that was owned by somebody famous. It's great to get to see what it is that they rode around in. But describe a couple of the cars that people may know of, either from TV or films, that you guys have on site.
Well, we've been, over the years, we've been refining our TV and movie car collection to get the most iconic, most popular, most recognizable, you know, the Munster coach and the Dragula coffin car. We've got three Batmobiles currently, the TV series, the Michael Keaton 89 Batmobile.
What?
And the Tumbler are all, you know, here on display.
Three Batmobiles?
The Ghostbusters car, the wow. Back to the Future, Star Wars Land Speeder. We even have a one-of-one vehicle from the original Alien movie. I mean, just a very wide variety, you know, Fast and Furious, Transformers, you know, so they span multi-generational, which is, you know, talking about the Batmobiles is great because, like, Dad will come in with his son and they'll both be here to look at the Batmobile, but they're both picturing a different Batmobile.
Right. It's changed, but you guys have been able to kind of change and not do the either or thing, but do the and thing, right? As some of those iconic franchises move into their current states, you're able to represent the vehicles there as well. You kind of bring it up is that one of the cool things about cars is that whether it's a cruise night, you know, you've got people that are, you know, older people that love cars, have that kind of access and knowledge of some of the vintage stuff. And you've got kids too, it doesn't really have an age group that it appeals to. And you mentioned some of those, you know, things that might appeal to kids. This is really, it's more than just a, you know, cause you think of it, a giant warehouse of cars that you can walk up and down and see, but you've created an environment that is fun for the whole family, right? You've built in things that would be of interest for kids. There's a lot of entertainment there.
Yeah, we, you know, don't stop at cars. We got a lot of mechanical marvels here. You know, the vintage arcades, the kiddie rides from the 50s and 60s, just a lot of unique things. The old jukeboxes, the old vending machines, you know, the Coca-Cola and Pepsi vending machines, automotive memorabilia, you know, from the 16-foot-tall Pep Boys statue from the 30s to, you know, the gas pumps of the 40s and 50s. So just a lot of different things. And we don't group everything together because we like to keep it interesting. When you're walking through the place, you don't know what's around the next corner. You know, we don't have just like a room full of arcades and a room full of cars and a room full of motorcycles. It's scattered throughout. So as you're walking through, you don't get bored. You know, you're seeing new things, you know, not lined up like soldiers.
You know, I kind of like that. You look at a museum, but it's kind of got that sort of fresh thing where it's more of an, you know, exploratory mission, right? You're kind of getting in there and experiencing things and then running into some old favorites, some things you know and love from television or from your childhood or even just cars that you really appreciated and they're kind of on your dream list as well. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back with Brian Grams from the Volo Auto Museum. And we're going to talk about some of the, you're always on it, right? You're always out there looking for those next great cars. There was in the news that you've got one of a new car that is going to be, I think, a very interesting new exhibit. We'll talk about it when we come back from this break. Stay tuned. Here it is, On the Road with Dane here on 720 WGN.
Hi, this is Mike Joy from NASCAR on Fox. You're on the road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN on the road with Dane live here, Allstate Showcase Studio, and so many great ways to see cars all around the Chicagoland area. Cruise nights, car shows, they are happening. A place that has got the biggest conversion of the best cars ever is right in our midst here in Volo, the Volo Auto Museum. On the line is the man behind the museum, Brian Grams. Brian, welcome back to WGN.
Well, thanks for having me back.
So this is really cool. So you're always out there looking, curating those next things as new cars either become, you know, of prominence or of interest. And I mean, I saw it in the news. So describe the latest car that you have here. It's something that people love limos for sure. And they love, you know, cars that relate to people in the public eye. You've got one of the biggest.
Yeah, the car that we have is a 1988 Cadillac limousine, and it's a Trump edition. Back in 87, Trump and Cadillac got together to build these executive limos. You know, they're supposed to be the best of the best, gold-plated, I mean, fax machines, safe, three telephones, wet bar, dry bar, TV, raised roof. I mean, just completely the most luxurious, you know, Cadillac that you could possibly think of. They plan to produce, you know, multiple of these cars, and Trump himself was committed to buy 50 of them. After the first two were built, they scrapped the project, and only the two exist, and we've got one of them.
Wow. Okay, so it's got all the accoutrements for, the, you know, where you have luxury, right? You need that. You want comfort in your limousine. I mean, that's kind of in the team photo of needs when you get one of those cars. But then you have some of the most advanced electronics of the age, right? The fax machine, you know, and you've probably got, there's probably a giant phone in there, something like that.
three of them, and a paper shredder, and everything that you could think of is gold plated. Even the keys to the car are gold plated.
Wow, my gosh, wow. So that's the kind of thing. Only two of those on the whole planet, as there are with so many of these different iconic cars that you have up in Volo. So talk a little bit about how people can get to you, where you're located exactly, you know, tickets and the kind of things people can do so they can make the most out of their visit to Volo.
Yeah, well, the best thing to do is go to our website. All the information is on there. Our hours are open 7 days a week, 10 to 5. We're located just west of Great America, about 15 miles. There's a metro station just a couple miles from us with the cab service back and forth. So we're very easy to get to. And it takes, depending on traffic, 45 minutes to an hour from the city to drive.
And it's the kind of thing you can spend the entire day. There's so many cars to see. You've got food. You've got entertainment. It's great for the whole family. So one more time, Brian, with the website.
It's volocars.com. And they can also find us, social media, Facebook and Twitter and all that good stuff as well.
Volocars.com. Brian Graham's been there. His entire family's been doing this for so many years, and we're blessed because of it. So thanks, Brian, for what you're doing, and thanks for sharing it on WGN today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.